Hi everybody, it's Barry here again from Turning the Page, and with another episode of my blog, and I thought I'd just share it with you. Today's topic is good things like mental health take time, and it's important to be patient. And I remember so many people saying this in so many different ways. I wish this would just go away. Yeah, and the unsaid words were, message despair, just looking at me. You know, I'd seen that gaze, many, many times. And with compassion, I would have loved to have given them a miracle sweep of a magician's wand. And I see the depression leave, the memories of trauma retreat away, the marriage restored, or, the grief softened. And there's so many things I would have liked to have just had a magic wand to do something about their problems. We live in a very immediate world, with the gentlest of touches, and I can touch my smartphone and we get instantaneous results. But the healing of a broken soul can just seem interminable, just goes on forever and ever. And there are no shortcuts. Of course there is time for pace, to get to the desired location quickly and efficiently. But I've found in my own life and others that in the healing of the soul and mental health recovery, there are no shortcuts. And if a so-called shortcut is found and taken, then it seems that you sort of wind up back where you started in the first place, still facing the problems and the pain. Shortcuts, to relieve the pain might be a preferred addiction. Drugs, alcohol, porn, hobbies, sex, shopping, anything that sort of offers the brightest of moments, the briefest of moments of avoidance. We also like to minimize, fix the problem quickly, move on. We slap a band-aid on the wound without cleaning out the pus, and we think we're done. There's a cheese that we have here in New Zealand, and it's called mainland cheese, and it's wonderful old ads. I think it was back in 1991 the first one came out, but it's they're made in the South Island, and part of the branding message is that it takes time to make good cheese. And the advertisements, well, they feature beautiful images of beautiful South Island scenery and peaceful music, and it's like stepping back into another time with two elderly gentlemen who are friends, and they're talking about the old times. It's very nostalgic, and what I'd like to do now is I'd just like to play, if you come over to the blog and the website, you'll actually be able to see the ad, but I thought I'd just like to share the audio from YouTube. So have a listen.
His folks had the farm next to ours, so we grew up together. We went to school together and played footy together. Then I took over the farm, and he went to work for mainland, so we kept in touch. Now, of course, the kids work the farm, so Billy and me have time for a bit more fishing. I always thought me and Billy Wallace would be good friends, but we'll see. These things take time, you know.
And so the YouTube video shows nice cheese and all this, and the idea is that good things take time, cheese. Takes good time to mature and do all the good things. I think mental health also takes time, reflection time and also brain change time. So what's reflection time? Well, when you look into a mirror, you see the image of yourself like a fraction of a millisecond ago. It's the speed of light, but it's history you're looking at. So you comb your hair and you sort out your face, you may apply makeup or shave that bit of stubble that you miss. But you observe the reflection and you learn from it. Experience is not a great teacher. I've seen people have the same experience over and over again. They do the same stupid things repeatedly and never learn from them. You know, they haven't taken the time to dig deep into what's gone on, why they repeatedly do the same thing over and over again. They have a blind guide in it themselves. You know, mental health grows out of deep and sometimes painful reflection, taking time to embrace the reality of the struggle fully. Good things can't be rushed. It takes time to sit and ponder. There's also brain change time. Yeah, it's so amazing. It's so good that our brains are capable of being rewired, that we can have new networks laid into the physical structures of our brain. This, of course, takes time. You know, I'd love to be able to see the rewiring of my brain from when it was at its most depressed, anxious state many years ago to where it is now. You know, old pathways are dying off, new ones are growing, and then falling away as even fresher and even more unique pathways take their place. You know, brain change is a process of unlearning old ways and learning new ways. It's an evolving creative garden of neurological delight. You like that sentence? In the past, you know, when I've been asked to pray for the healing of someone with a mental illness, I've prayed for those small little neurons to change physically. Just those little tiny little neurons. You know, that is where the mental health miracles take place. You know, most people want like an immediate change to the way they feel and they think, but that would just be like a too radical a change for anyone to handle. You know, mental health healing is a slow and gradual process. It needs to be. No one could handle a brain transplant the way we emotionally want it to happen. You know, there is some really good work going on in our brains, but it takes patience for the maturity of the cheese to come through. Patience, not pushing, demanding, or pressurizing yourself to be something you're not ready for. There's a natural healing that has to take its own time. There is a practice to be had and of acceptance and then stepping out and trying new things. You know, patience grows out of an awareness of our limitations, but with a gentle hope for something more. You know, imagine all those billions of neurons in your brain, you know, super tiny, you know, all firing off, ding, 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 little electrical messages that help you do everything you do. You know, some of those neurons may have run their course of their life, you know, they were useful once, but now after careful reflection, you want to learn some new ways of thinking, feeling and behaving. That may seem daunting to you, but let's keep focused at the size of a neuron. Super small, you want to see that super small area of your brain change. So you form a habit that's small. You prayerfully ask God to help with the rewiring of your neurons. You know, and I have lots of suggestions in my free ebook called Four Spiritual Exercises for Mental Health, and you can get that by becoming a subscriber here and turning the page. And also at the bottom of the post I've got here on the website, there's lots and lots of articles that you can read from turning the page that I've written. So I encourage you to come over to the blog and to read the articles here. But here's some quotes for you to consider. Where there is great love, there are always miracles. Wyla Cather. I love that quote. Experience isn't the best teacher. Evaluated experience is. John Maxwell. We must die to one life before we can enter into another. Anatole France. A good journey begins with knowing where we are and being willing to go somewhere else. Richard Rohr. Changing behavior by use of willpower alone will soon result in playing the same tune but in a different key. The problems just move sideways. Here's some questions to answer. Why do we want quick solutions? Number one. And two, what changes have you noticed in your mental health due to your spending time and reflection? Number three, how does love create a context for mental health miracles? Hey, I hope you found this post helpful and that you get something out. I love to hear from my readers and my listeners. And so if you want to pop me an email, it's barry@turningthepage.info. And I would really also want to encourage you to sign up and get my free ebook about spiritual exercises for mental health. And if you're really involved, want to involve with yourself with what we're doing here, it's turningthepage.info/support, and you can become a Patreon supporter of mine for like $1 a month, and all that just really helps to encourage me to keep on doing this and keep on bringing out good stuff. Hey, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great week. Bye.